88.5 KCSN as we wrap up that set with, oh, it's that track, isn't it, from Bowie that people are gradually beginning to enjoy. Jayhawk's in there as well, and Ramona, a song from Nightbeds, and I think that brings us to just about 10:46. Our guests in studio this morning are Freedom Fry. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you for having us.
I know we've got Bruce and Marie, and maybe you guys could tell us who else is in the studio with you this morning.
Yeah, we have Justin Cowden on the drums.
All right.
And Johnny Perdue on bass.
Well, welcome all. I know you're going to play us a couple of songs, and then we're going to come back and have a little bit of a chat. There's a show tonight I want to talk about as well, but we'll throw it over to you for a set. It's the morning show at KCSN and Freedom Fry Live. It's 88.5 KCSN and the morning show. our guests are Freedom Fry. We're going to hear another song. But maybe you could give us a little bit of background, first of all. Obviously, anybody listening for the first time has probably only heard a song or two. Marie, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, so maybe you could help me there.
Sarah.
See, I thought it was, but I didn't want to screw it up. So Marie Serrat and Bruce Driscoll, how did you guys meet, and then how did you decide to collaborate musically?
Well, we met because Marie was originally a stylist, she was working in fashion, and she styled a video for my other band, Blondefire, the video for the song Where the Kids Are. So she was putting feathers on me on the set and decking me out.
And for some reason, you thought I was going to sing well because of that.
No, she played me a song she was singing in French. I was like, oh, we should write something together sometime. And we got together, and ideas just kept coming out. So there we had our first EP and our follow-up single, Earthquake, very quickly.
So what was it about each other that you know, made this collaboration possible? I mean, a lot of people will meet and say, well, I've got ideas and et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't always work out.
To me, it's also important, not only musically. I feel like we really had a connection, and it was the best way we found first to express it, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, like with a lot of the people I collaborate with, I don't really have to say much, and we kind of get each other. That's a very important thing when writing songs together. It's just like you trust the other person. Trust, basically, when you're writing a song, someone's going to do something that you think is cool or melodically, like what inspires you too.
Now, the interesting thing is you talk about the people you collaborate with. You have the other project, Blondefire. Mm-hmm. And that's ongoing. You're not touring with that band now, though. Is that right?
I selectively play shows. I sort of had so many babies, like in terms of like going metaphor for records, like little projects that...
I was going to say, I hope you weren't leaving.
Yeah, sorry.
Bastards around the South.
I don't have love childs everywhere that I know of. That I didn't really want to kill one of them by investing my time solely in one. So I kind of decided, like, let me do my favorite part of each thing, which is the writing and the, you know, the recording and stuff like that. So, you know, Erica can more than hold her own in Blondefire Live. So she goes out with the band, I musically direct and kills it. And I'm able to, you know, still write with her and do things like that and work with Marie here and play shows and also with this other band, Camera 2, who you know, obviously, and
yeah,
played
had
a lot.
We had that show in town a couple of weeks ago where it was Camera 2 and you and Kida.
That was really a fun night.
It was a fun night, yeah. And I know that in that project you were obviously involved in recording, writing, and producing, but again, you step back, you're not actually playing in the band. This is obviously your main focus right now. Why is that?
Because the other ones I'm not singing. This one is like one I can't really skip out on live duties for because my voice is such an integral part. And almost every song we kind of have this sound where we sing in unison. So it's kind of...
Your voices match very well together, there's no doubt about it. But what are the songs about? What do you write about?
Experiences, I would say, like what we feel the day of, I guess. It's mostly that.
Yeah, we write kind of like I think a lot of country writers write, like starting with a title. We'll get a title we like and then work from there. Like,
for instance, we recently felt like some friends were disappointing us and we wrote Friends and Enemies.
Yes,
so I guess
we have a new song called Friends and Enemies coming out soon, April 2nd, actually.
So the first EP already came out, obviously.
Yes.
What's going on next?
On April 2nd, we're releasing a new EP called Friends and Enemies. It's got three songs. The song you just heard is on it.
What was that song called, by the way, so I can stick it up on the playlist?
That was called The Sea Invisible.
Okay. And you're going to finish up with...
Earthquake.
Which is the one we've been playing.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's great to get you in the studio. Obviously, we've met before. There's a gig tonight as well. What's you're with Gliss tonight, right?
At Los Globos. I think doors are 8:30.
Any idea what time your set time is?
We go on at 9.
All right. So I'll let you play us out with this last song. It's great to see you guys.
Great to see you too.
Great
thanks.
To see you too. Thanks.
Sure.
Nick.
Time to have my bubble bursting on the tin.
Once again, guys, thanks so much for coming in and playing for us. It's 88.5 KCSN, and our guests in studio this morning, Freedom Fry. The show is tonight with Gliss at Los Globos.
Yes.
And go down and check out some live music. It'll be fun. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. From California State University.